Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. Before we get started, I just need to say a heartfelt and sincere thank you to all of my supporters on Patreon. Currently, there are about 320 of you, which is above and beyond what I even ever thought would happen for this podcast. And I'm so grateful to every single person who has pledged to support this endeavor. Like, you guys make my life complete, and I could not have been doing this without you. And what's really exciting is that when I get to 500 patrons, I will be doing a patron-only season of this podcast where I recap season one of Vanderpump Rules. And it's really exciting because on my old podcast, Pump Podcast, that didn't start until season three of Vanderpump Rules. So there's two seasons that I have yet to really weigh in on in a very real way. So your guys' support will help me make more content where we can talk about Vanderpump Rules and really just like dissect it. And this is my like form of therapy to deal with the show. So I can't thank you guys enough. If you're listening to this, or if you've listened to this podcast in the past and it's made you live, laugh, and love, consider becoming a patron. For as little as $1 an episode, you will have access to tons of bonus content, and you'll be supporting something that you love, and that'll make you feel warm and fuzzy on the inside. So if you want more info, you can check out www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. And it is there that you will find everything you need in order to support your favorite podcast of all time, the Sexy Unique Podcast. And without further ado, let's get on with the show. This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump Rules.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
And I'm your host,
like I'm feeling you.
Lara Marie like Shane Hall.
Yeah, everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, hope you cakes up. London with the beach, here we go so in. Come a girl with a friend, yeah, we both win. Hotel chain, yeah.
I'm here with a very special guest who you may or may not recognize. I don't know.
I think they will.
His name is Ryan O'Connell. Mm-hmm. He's a friend of mine and co-host of our other podcast.
What's it called?
Babe?
Where can you get it?
babepodcast.com or on iTunes.
When are new episodes released?
Every Monday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So Ryan, I had to re-record this intro because Ryan tried to steamroll me and just like take over the show, and he doesn't understand the podcast etiquette is that this is my podcast and he is my guest.
I'm on her turf.
Yeah, so you're...
It just gets so blurry because I'm at the same place we record our other podcasts. It just gets so murky. It's like, where does one podcast end and the other begin?
It is murky. And you said you were feeling like you're cheating on our podcast with this podcast.
I feel very Diane Lane and unfaithful.
Ryan right did not want to come on to Sup as a guest.
I did.
I've literally had to like beg him to be a guest on this. I was like, it will be good for A, the listeners, and B, our other podcast.
Yeah, if it will. Just,
like, and
because
also,
we want to take some, we hope that the listeners of this podcast will go over and see, hear Babe. You know.
Yeah, but I also know that once I just get you started on talking, it's like, it'll open up the floodgates. And I know you do enjoy Vanderpump Rules to some extent.
Well, you know, it's funny because when it went on hiatus, I was kind of like, whatever. How long has it been gone for?
It's been gone forever. It's been gone since like April or May, I think.
But then watching it last night, it was like, oh my god, I'm obsessed with the show.
Yeah,
I am.
It truly
insane.
Is the best show
it's
on
the
television.
Best comedy on television.
It's the best comedy.
I don't laugh harder at any other show other than Will and Grace, which I write for.
I was interesting. Tell me less. I was after yeah. we watched last night, I was covered in sweat from laughing so
hard.
Oh,
I was like convulsing. I thought I was going to choke.
I cried last night.
There were so many like golden nuggets. Like it was just like you had to rewind constantly because you were always missing hilarious things because you were laughing over everything.
Yeah, it was
delicious.
I would venture to say that we're back. You know what I mean? Like
yeah, they're back.
They came to play, and I really appreciate and respect all the work that they're doing.
They're
so
still
far.
You know the human versions of Applebee's. You know they're like they're still here. Being garbage cans, and they'll never not be garbage cans.
Yeah.
Ever.
Well, and I think we really needed this like first episode to be great because I don't know if you listen, some listeners tuned in for our Jackson Brittany recaps.
Oh God.
But like not
for those. We lit a dip tea candle for you.
I know. And, but like that show, which I watched because it's my job to watch and talk about it. Was bad. It was just really bad.
It was a
bad.
Really
was
bad show. Well, I honestly think they only worked together.
As a group, yeah.
They only, like if you isolate one, it does not translate because they're not that interesting enough without the other one. They play off each other. Yeah. The boys O'Donnell. Especially.
Carrie O'Donnell called the cast the Rat King. Like it yeah. only works as a unit, like a Rat King.
I agree yeah. with that.
And Jackson Brittany was like the...
Doesn't
like,
work.
The example of that.
It's too dark. Like, there's a lot of... The lulls tend to leave the building if it's just Jackson Brittany.
Yeah.
It's like that... Because that relationship is so toxic and unhealthy. And without the comedic stylings of, oh, I don't know, someone like named Schwartz, like, to lighten to lighten the load a little bit, it just comes off as very heavy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, okay, let's just...
First, I want to talk about... The Orca video, because that happened.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I need
my
to go
God.
Into that before.
Okay. Yeah. We do need yeah. to talk about that because I didn't seen... talk about that on this podcast. Yes.
Oh, you yeah. haven't?
No,
oh,
I haven't
oh my
talked
God.
About it.
Okay. Well, if you are not in the know, you have a nice Christmas gift coming to you. Basically, Sheena, Lala, and Ariana, our precious, precious, you should know better, Ariana, did a video for PETA. Bring awareness to, I guess, the inhumane practices of SeaWorld, a la Blackfish. And they did so by dressing up as slutty dolphins.
They painted their entire bodies in body paint, like black and white body paint, but just up to their jawline.
Yeah.
So they're wearing, like, they're totally naked with body paint that looks like a high turtleneck. Mm-hmm. And... It's just
oh it's jarring and it's so embarrassing. And you just like imagine like one of them getting into their Jetta after the shoot and just like wondering, like looking down at their like orca paint, their nude body, being like, wow, this
well,
is my
Lala
life.
Got
this...
into like a Land Rover.
Oh yeah,
or a Range
yeah.
Rover.
No, Lala.
Lala,
got,
it's not
Lala
that...
got a helicopter.
Lala, it's
Lala
not
got a helicopter.
That dark for because
no.
it's like
but
Lala
Ariana and
it.
Sheena get into their Jettas or their Kias or whatever, and they look at their bodies, which are covered in orca paint. And they're like, wow, this is it. This is my life. Like, really, though, you know what I mean? Like, I'm literally here to advocate for, you know, bringing awareness to the goblin that is SeaWorld by just being naked and being painted like an orca.
Yeah, it was a PETA video. I'm just pulling it up so we can get just a little, like,
they get into their cars and they just keep driving. They just keep driving.
It truly is, like, it's art.
You got a fast car.
This, like... The video itself is like an artistic endeavor. It transcends space and time.
It's like clarity. It's almost like it could be on the comeback or something. I mean, it's insane. It means nothing. It's a meaningless awareness campaign that brings...
I'm Ariana.
I'm Lala.
And we're here with PETA.
The only thing it brings awareness to is that these people are fools.
We're here with PETA shooting a campaign to release the orcas into Seaside Sanctuary.
Oh.
When I saw the documentary Blackfish, it literally changed my entire
life. Did you hear that?
Life.
It literally changed her entire life.
I live for Blackfish changing Lala's
my voice,
life.
And I will not stop until any place like SeaWorld is completely shut down. Orcas have died.
She won't sleep.
At SeaWorld.
Sheena, her body paint and
I am Sheena.
Sheena's am body Sheena. Paint is like, it's like they're all painted black with like the white orca stripe down the bottom, but Sheena's hair is so dark that it just looks like she's like a Slender Man. She yeah. literally looks like Slender Sheena.
It is so
it's really bizarre.
Embarrassing. I mean, it's just really embarrassing.
Well, I mean, it's for a good cause, babe. You can't like
Laura,
totally shit on
embarrassing.
It.
Embarrassing. Like, if someone was like, oh, want to bring awareness to, like, Blackfish, I'd be like, cool, chic. They're like, you have to be naked, and we're going to paint you, like, a fucking orca whale. And I'd be like, no, absolutely not. And then I would run away screaming. No, I would not do that.
You'd strip down to your undies for a video that lives online.
I know, but that was bringing awareness to, like, unconventional body types. Such as moi.
So there's a line in the sand.
I would not fucking get painted as an orca. I would not
get painted as an orca.
And by the way, what does that even do? You think one fucking orca is going to get saved because they saw like Sheena's tits dressed up like black and white? Give me a break.
The head of SeaWorld like burst into the office.
They're like, you're right.
Staff-wide meeting. He's like, have you seen this video? The cast of Vanderpump Rules has spoken out, and what we're doing here to these animals is cruel.
Yeah, like Blackfish didn't move the needle at all. Blackfish did nothing. But then they see this video and they're like, oh my God, we have to change our ways. And that was enough. Sheena said it. It changed Lala's life. Like, literally, Blackfish, they're like, lol, who cares?
Lala literally was, like, deeply, darkly affected by the death of Tilikum. Like, I remember when Tilikum died. And
really?
The star Blackfish, and she was on Twitter. And
she melting down?
Yeah, truly, she was, like, very, very sad.
I mean, we all were sad. Yeah, that tracks for Lala.
That death
echoed throughout the world. Well, Lala's sensitive. She has social anxiety. She's prone to alienating herself and going to her mom's house when she's feeling sad, when she feels threatened. Remember?
Yeah.
That's like her journey.
She is an orca.
She has social anxiety.
Yeah.
That's her whole platform too.
She also has like a Blackfish tattoo.
She does?
Yeah. Lala's truly delightful. About the cause. Sheena could not give less of a shit. Like,
no.
I'll bet Sheena's beauty products have like orca fat in them.
No. Sheena would like hawk guns if she could. Like, she wouldn't care. She literally was like, here, come get your rifle. Like, she doesn't care.
Hi, I'm Sheena.
Here's your gun.
Hi, I'm Sheena. And this is the NRA.
Yeah. Like, she doesn't care.
Hi, I'm Sheena. And have you heard of the Second Amendment? Because I stand by it.
Yeah. She doesn't give a shit.
I want Sheena. Sheena is a shameless self-promotion.
Sheena's selling Sheena.
And then I think Ariana does care about Blackfish, but I feel like her efforts would be better concentrated elsewhere.
Yeah, she should just create a vision board at home and see what... I think that would take her further, actually, than actual campaign.
I'm like, maybe write a letter to someone or, like, call, a political person or, like, a lawyer or something.
I know, get those quills out and get to work.
I wonder how much they got paid. Do you get paid by PETA?
Oh, I'm sure they get paid, yeah.
Or do you just get, like, good publicity and you are naked and people see you be naked?
No, I'm sure they get paid a little bit.
You
I'm
think
sure
so?
Yeah, sure.
But PETA, like, always has reality stars do it. It's not like Julianne Moore is doing a PETA ad, you know?
Yeah, but you still have to pay them. It's work. I don't know. Maybe they don't.
I feel like maybe they don't because it's, like... For the animals.
Well, if they didn't, they're smart. So.
I have a lot of questions.
About what?
About just that ad and like how it came to be. I remember when they were shooting it, like seeing them all in orca body.
I know. Well, imagine like the brainstorm meeting for that. They're like, okay, so we're going to get them naked. Yes. Okay, but I like everyone, where you're going. Bob, continue.
Everyone gets naked for PETA, though.
Yeah, I know. But, like, they don't always get painted like orcas.
No. That orca was, that like, was a new twist. Artistic twist.
That was a new brainstorm.
Yeah.
That came late at night after many 10 hours of throwing papers against the wall and getting frustrated.
All right. Should we get in? Let's get into
All right,
the episode.
Let's get into it.
Because
okay.
there's a lot to talk about.
All right. Sure.
We open up and we're, like, already in midst of the action.
Well, no.
The
they do a flash forward.
Well, yeah. But
which is so, like, okay, you're in it. When there's a flash forward in a reality show episode, you know you're in for one hell of a ride.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's actually the one other thing that is like a sign of that is the time clock on a reality show. Mm-hmm. Like when Bethany and them went to the Berkshires, they put a time clock on it. When that time clock gets on,
you know it's going to be good.
It's going to be real. So the flash forward and the time clock are two major indicators that it's going to be in for a doozy.
Yeah. That yeah. we're already like on the Vanderpump Rules roller coaster. Yeah. And then also when you hear like a producer's voice get involved off camera, because they were like, Jax, just tell me the truth. Did you cheat on Britney?
Yeah.
And then it like cuts to
When they break that fourth wall, honey.
Yeah. So we knew that it, from it the get go that it was going to be really real.
Yeah, of course. Well, there's Lala's in the credits now. Has she been not in the credits before?
I don't know if she was in the credits last year.
I feel like the cast is getting bigger and bigger.
Well,
I feel like
there were
so many people.
The like photo at the end of the credits gets bigger and bigger.
Well, did you notice that James's new boyfriend is behind him?
I was wondering who that was because I broke down the credits like on the last episode, on the bonus episode with Alan. And
he's
like
just looking at him longingly.
I was wondering who that was. And I'm so glad that.
And now you know.
Now
I
know.
Well, because we had intel. I think we shared this on the podcast.
So we had some intel from a source we can't mention that said that there was going to be like a gay storyline for James that was explored on the season of the show.
And I totally,
or like a bisexual storyline.
Yeah.
And I like am really here for that.
I wasn't shocked. It sounded like the natural progression of James as a person and as a character on a television show.
I will say that James is looking hotter than ever.
That is so weird, babe. He honestly does nothing for me. My penis like literally cries when he's on the screen. Like literally gets a tissue. It wipes tears away from
his
chest. He's
not your type. He's not my type either, but I think I can say with... I can say that he's looking really good.
He's unfuckable. The unfuckable James Kennedy. Unfuckable.
I have to disagree. Compared to like season two when we first saw him dive into the pool and we were
as
like,
Gollum.
Who is that
Who's
salamander?
Gollum? Yeah.
James has come a long way. And I think that his bisexuality just adds like a new dimension to himself.
He has a droopy eye. And I have a theory that that droopy eye is so embarrassed to be on that body that it tries to leave. It's like, get me out of here. I need a better host.
So after we like start in the midst of the action.
By the way, Madam Siam or whatever, which we've never heard of, but Vanderpump Rules, me and Laura have lived in LA forever. You've lived in LA for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And they're always
featuring. I've been here for almost 10 years now.
They're always featuring places that me and Laura have never heard of.
Like
before.
I could
The
not,
Guild?
The Guild
they
is
always
like,
go to the Guild.
Where is that?
I don't know where that is. It's on the corner of like trash and like
when, shoot me in the face.
Yeah, and like yeah, are we getting French fries? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, they like go to the most like I've never heard of the Guild. I've never heard of Madam Siam's.
But to be fair, I guess they have to pick places that allow filming, and only garbage places would allow filming.
Yeah, they want the publicity and like
yeah, because I guess I mean I would go to like the Guild. I would go to the Quiet Woman, which was on featured on Real Housewives of Orange County. I'm one of those people that would go.
You would go.
Richard, yeah.
Well, so we just got to the bottom of why they do it.
I know, shit.
We flash backwards 2 days and like we open on everyone like pretending to work at Sir.
Oh, I love it.
Which is just like Sheena, like literally I think they all just go there to film like job role, like B-roll like job stuff and like walk around and ask people like how their margaritas are.
Hey, so you're going to get the chicken with the chicken pasta? Okay, cool. Oh, you want the margarita, strawberry, up? Okay, cool. Yeah, that's what it is.
She's like, how's your Pinot Grigio? Oh, great. Okay, cool.
Just checking in. You got everything good? You need anything? Cool. Great.
And like Lisa goes up to the tables, which I will tell you right now, I've been to restaurants where Lisa has also been. And like I've seen her at Pump and Sir. She never goes up to check on a table. Like that is all just for the camera.
That never happens. Yeah. No. Have you ever been when they've been filming?
Yeah, I was there once when they were filming.
Like you went to Sir and they were filming?
I didn't go there to see them film, but I went there and they happened to be filming while we're there, like a guy with a huge camera like buzzed by me.
They're basically like zoo animals put in a cage, like, you know what I mean? That's what it feels like. They're like literally like cage zoo animals and people just go and look, and it's just bizarre.
Oh god, my favorite was too was when Lisa like popped her head into the kitchen. She was like, hey guys, how's the filet mignon?
Oh, she did.
Yes.
Oh, I missed that.
She did. And the cooks were like, great, like what else
and they're literally like urinating on the filet mignon, like literally they're like, oh, we found a new sauce for it, it's a balsamic reduction, and they're like literally pissing on it.
Like what else are they gonna tell her? Also, like they're not gonna be like, the filet mignon
is not great, the filet mignon tastes like trash on the bottom of your foot. Like, absolutely not. The filet mignon is not good.
And Lisa maintains that Sir is flourishing and has matured.
Well, which, by the way, she says all this, like, isn't it amazing how my restaurant is still flourishing? Don't know why, but it's amazing. When it's like, the reality is it's flourishing because Vanderpump Rules, the reality show, is flourishing.
Yeah.
The two are tied together.
I'm just, like, so over how they're trying to keep it, like, separate.
Me
or whatever.
Too. The Hills ran into the same problem where it was getting to be too unreal, where it's like, Lauren was, like interning like for Kelly Catrone, when she was really selling like $300 dresses called like the low at like Kohl's, you know what I mean? It was just not working anymore, and I feel like they need to kind of break that facade a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think that they're going to though, because like of the TomTom stuff, which we'll get to in a second. But Brittany gets cornered by Sheena in the kitchen.
Non-consensual storytelling yet again. Yeah. Non-consensual storytelling by Katie, which she loves. She needs to sign a consent form. Like, there needs to be consent form whenever Katie talks.
No, not Katie. Brittany.
Oh, no, I know, but Katie and Brittany. Oh. Katie cornered Brittany.
No,
right?
Babe, Sheena cornered Brittany.
Oh, fuck. I get them so mixed up.
Honey.
Okay, fine. I knew it was someone deeply annoying. That's what I knew.
Okay, fair enough.
I knew it was someone deeply annoying. And by the way, Katie and Sheena both do non-consensual storytelling. They do that.
Yeah.
They tell people, they like talk, and everyone's like, ugh, come on. So, okay, so Sheena
corners.
So
Sheena corners Brittany as Brittany's like,
poor Brittany.
Poor Brittany.
Literally tries to like hide behind a meat rack so she can't find her, but
she's
work.
Like, oh, hey. And she was like, anyway, so I'm doing really, really great.
No, she goes, I'm in a really good place. Which I love when people say, I'm in a really good place. Whenever someone says, I'm in a really good place, it just means they're truly crumbling. They're dying inside.
They're literally emotionally on the edge of a cliff.
Yeah.
Looking into the waves crashing below.
Right.
Like, and then there's a great like troll montage of Sheena telling everyone in her life how great she's doing and how good of a place she's in and how in love with Rob.
There's bitchy queen editors getting us again. Yeah. I love it. It's like literally 9 months earlier. I honestly feel butterflies when I see Shay again. I really do.
Not Shay.
No. Hello. What are you talking about? When she was talking to Lisa 9 months earlier, and she goes, how are you doing? She goes, Sheena goes, honestly, with Jay, it's like butterflies.
Well, but this one was just like Sheena was going around to everyone because she's like deeply in love with Rob, and she's just been making the rounds telling everyone how like deeply in love and like amazing her life is, which if you have to like broadcast it is a lie.
But that's her MO. It's always doth protest too much or doth gloat too much.
Yeah. Brittany like ends the conversation being like, I'm so glad things are going so well.
Like she's like, yeah, her knees are buckling.
Yeah.
She's about to collapse.
She like can't
from
take
boredom.
It anymore.
Yeah.
She's
developed a twitch.
Tom Sandoval looks kind of like old this season.
I think he looks pretty good.
Yeah.
But he looked like a member of My Chemical Romance last year. So it was kind of like, I'll take
what you can get.
I mean, as long as
I miss his extensions. They lent him a very youthful spirit, I think, because this season he just looks like
a
little
bit. I
think he
just like dipped a strand of coke like in coke last season and just like stuck. That was like his white streak.
No, like... I liked his like raver look, and now he's like becoming a serious businessman, and maybe he's like stressed out from being a serious businessman.
Yeah. Well, speaking of new hairdos,
so Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz, it's revealed, have been approached by Lisa. Mm-hmm. I thought that what the whole deal was is she's like, I'm gonna make you like part-time. I mean, I guess I don't know how anything works like in the restaurant biz, but like I thought that she was like, come on and like help me open this restaurant. But I didn't know that that deal meant come, you both pay me $100,000 to like open this restaurant with
it
me,
is a,
and you each get a 10% share of the profits.
It is a true troll. I mean, if I were,
is them, that a troll? That oh, seems like a bad,
it's a troll because she's starting this bar using their likeness and their fame. That's TomTom is, people are going to TomTom to see Tom Schwartz
and Tom Sandoval.
They're the top attractions. It's not their yum, yum, yum. They have like good sliders. It's not like yum, yum, yum cocktails. No, it's so they can fucking see the Vanderpump Rules cast members. That's why they're going to go. So for her to start this business, it's basically like, hey guys, you have done really well for my businesses. So I decided to just, why not start another one?
Yeah.
And then to make it seem like she's doing them a favor by including them on a bar that's based on them is insane. And then having them have to contribute $100,000. I mean, it's actually a true troll.
Like, so it's then does that move. Mean that the, I mean, it's all a power move, but does that mean that like the bar, like I'm curious to know the business details about the bar. Like is the whole bar, does the whole thing cost $1 million to like create? And so that's,
I don't know, but like,
and like they collectively own 20% of this bar?
I don't know, but it seems really weird that they have to buy into a bar that's named after them and all about them. It's bizarre to me.
Well, I guess she could call it something else if she didn't want to, if she didn't want to work with them.
She's not going to, because the only reason people are going to go to TomTom is because of Tom and Tom. I mean, mind blown. I mean, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
it seems like a troll because it seems like,
it seems like more indentured servitude.
Well, that's what I mean. So,
it seems like a cheap ploy to get them to like, now they're in her clutches and they can never go, because then the show will then become about like, it can stop following people working at Sir and then start to follow like TomTom and like get a whole new cast of like servers in there. And then that becomes like a spinoff or like a drama of its own.
Well,
but that's still all under her watchful eye.
Having worked for an abusive boss, that made me question my my input and my creativity every day. I honestly think they have some level of Stockholm syndrome with Lisa, because it's like they are responsible now for Sir's success, Pump's success, and now TomTom's success. It's them. It's like no one is like being like if Vanderpump Rules went off the air and they stopped working there, no one would be like, you know what I'm craving tonight? I'm craving the steak at Sir. Like no one's like, yum, 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 yum. Like no, that food is trash. And the only reason why it works is that it's turned into Disneyland for reality shows.
Yeah.
And people go to gawk at the celebrities that like that they've on this TV show. So it's like, they have more power than they think. I mean, really, I want to empower all of the cast. And, you know, I mean, it's like, they're fine. Like, Kristen hasn't worked at the restaurant in, like, 2 years, and she's doing just fine.
It just, like, rubbed me the wrong way. And then also,
yeah,
like,
it's rude. Yeah. It's like the one time I felt, in a weird way, protective of these bozos. I literally was like, oh, my God, they're, like, that's, like, kind of rude, and they're getting taken advantage of.
Well, because also I'm, like, I guess like my deepest hope for everyone on that show, like coming from a place of empathy, is that they can like get their shit together and get out of there. You know what I mean?
But Laura, why the show works is that
they will never.
Well, no, it's that they have in their mind, they do have their shit together. They're living the A-list life. This life they're living right now is something they could not conjure beyond their wildest dreams. Like they've made it. They're it. They're like, they're flying high. And that's the brilliance of this show, I think, is that they think they're like, you know, they think that they're champagne when really they're like Andre. You know what I mean? It's like, they're like Cook's brute behind like a dumpster. You know what I mean? But like they think they're fucking Dom Perignon, and that's great. That's fabulous. Keep thinking that.
Yeah.
You know? Like in their mind, I don't think they're ever thinking like, oh, I really need to get my shit together. I think they think that they are living life exactly the way it should be, and they're like having the best time of their life.
Yeah.
I mean, because honestly, like, they've probably surpassed all their personal expectations. They're all like struggling whackers. Like, now they can just get paid to be themselves and not have to learn lines.
Yeah, that's, you know, true. Sheena also like comes up to Ariana and is talking about Tequila Katie's rage texting and like her falling out with Stassi and Katie,
so good.
And, like how, or her falling out with Katie specifically, and how she hasn't talked to her in months since Katie rage texted her. So yes, we bullied you for the last year. You so pathetically wanted to be accepted by us that you forced yourself not to like Lala, which is just like...
I love that they just... And also I loved the spelling error behind it. Like Sheena did a typo. Oh, she was like, reminded. Ugh.
I know. And then Katie...
Those details that keep me warm at night.
I know. I just like can't imagine... I cannot imagine texting someone like...
No, like...
So yes, Ryan, we bullied you for the last year. Like,
they're like 35.
I know. They're in their mid-30s.
They're in their mid-30s. People have homes. People have families. And they're like sitting at home getting drunk in their weird apartments with carpet, like to rage texting someone, like being like, yeah, we bullied you. That's like, that is like 35. This is 35. It's like a Judd Apatow thing.
But it's that's so like bad. An LA 35.
No, it is. That's
because
real.
Because in LA, like, you don't start settling down that. Until you're like 40.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. But like, imagine like actively bullying someone with two of your friends.
I also love admitting it in a way that is like, yeah, we bullied you. Ha ha, you fell for it. Like, you fell in the trap. Like, it's just like, what?
So yes, we did bully you and you're fucking pathetic.
For actually going along with it. It's like, we bullied you and you're pathetic for actually like, allowing to be bullied.
It's so
bizarre.
Like it's like almost like scripted, like Heather's style or something. Like, it's straight up what a villain out of like a high school teen movie would
but not
say.
As clever because they're not smart.
Well, not as clever because Katie wrote it.
Yeah, I love when she uses big words. Someone screenshotted the tweets that she was like, she's like, your comeback is uncouth and pedestrian.
For as uncouth as you perceive me to be. Like, she literally just like fired up a thesaurus and then was
so
like, went to town. No, those
no
are,
one talks that
those
way.
Those tweets are iconic.
God, she's embarrassing.
That's when Katie took things to the next level.
She's so embarrassing. And her style continues. Dressed to depress. That's her motto.
I just like, I don't understand because I think that she looks really pretty this season. I do. No. Like, facially and hairily speaking, I'm not mad at it. But that girl cannot get like a good outfit on to save her life.
I wonder if she like puts on a good outfit on at home and then the outfit just evaporates into dust. It's like literally like, no, we're not gonna go on this.
If you like put a gun to Katie's head and you said, here's access to the Vogue closet, and I'm gonna kill you if you here you can put together any outfit you want, but it has to look chic.
There's only one. No, there's only one outfit that is not good in this closet.
Yeah,
there's 200 outfits.
No,
they're all
just the Vogue closet. Everything is stylish, and you're like, okay, Katie, go. Like, if you look really bad at the end of this, I'm gonna kill you. But like, I'm trying to set you up for
and
success.
And also, there's just no way you can look bad. Yeah. There's no way. There's no way. It's a win-win. She somehow.
If you gave her that opportunity, she would end up dying because she would find a way to find the most unflattering, like, worst color of thing. And just, like, she'd ruin her own life.
Yeah.
It's really true. It's kind of, like, amazing. And I wonder if she'd, like, at this point, I'm like, are you doing this on purpose?
Of course not.
But it's so consistent. Everything is so consistently unflattering and so consistently
bad.
But then sometimes it can turn into like art. Like, sometimes it's like a form of self-expression.
She wore a really weird outfit when she went to visit Stassi. That was weird. When she put together the AC.
That
was bizarre.
That jacket.
But it was like a...
It was like a brown dress with a bra and then the jacket, which was like an acid, it was like a weird wash of denim on the jacket.
It was bone chilling.
From the chin up, from like the neck up, I'm really not,
her,
I'm like okay
her
with
her eyelashes are doing a weird story. Her eyelashes are like trying to get their own storyline. It's like not happening.
I mean, she just got to work on what's happening on the neck down in a major sartorial sense. Like, she needs to like go on a makeover show.
I would love someone to make her over. She's the kind of person that like, she reminds me of me at like 19 in college being like, oh, I know, I'll just put like 80 trends on my body and like, that'll be great.
Yeah.
People will think I have style because I put 40 things on me.
It is like a try every single trend
try
at once.
Try every trend, but put them all together. It's like, you know, it's not chic.
I pray that someday Katie comes into her own and like gets a stylist or like something happens. It's really shocking. It's growing. It's becoming shocking.
Yeah.
But that's also something I love, which is like now that they have the money to like dress themselves and like express themselves via fashion, you get to see like where their minds are truly at. And it's in a they're all shocking.
Stassi also wore a horrifying interview outfit.
That jumpsuit. With was that,
like with the only area being exposed was her stomach or like a peak of her stomach. It was very weird.
Yeah, I was not feeling that look either. Mm-hmm. I thought that she could have done a lot better than that. Oh, Sheena said that so the reason Sheena and Katie are the reason Sheena and Katie are fighting is because Sheena basically said, like, she was like, I was comparing my friends to Katie's friends, and then it got back to Katie that I said she had no friends, which I meant it as a compliment, but she somehow got mad
it's
at
so
it.
It's so weird. I told Katie, I was like, you have no friends, and she took it the wrong way. I honestly meant that as a compliment. I'm just so confused. It's just, like, another thing of, like, twisting my words. It's like, I'm so sick of my words being twisted. I said, you have no friends. What part of that is an insult? What part of that do you not understand?
I'm obsessed with Sheena being like, you have no friends. And then being like, I meant it as a compliment. And then Katie being like, yes, we bullied you for the last year. It's so like grade school. Like to tell someone they have no friends, to like, can you imagine me going up to you and being like, well, Ryan, it doesn't matter because you have no friends. Like,
oh my God, these people need to.
They're really lit.
They need to do some self-work. They do.
Sandoval's really worried that Lisa's going to just do her own thing with Tom Toms, and he's like telling Ariana.
Oh, this scene. Well, hold on. Wait. Okay, we have to talk about Ariana. Wait. Well, you just totally blazed past Ariana.
What about her?
Her new hair.
Oh, her hair.
New
yeah,
look.
Yeah, yeah.
We talked about this.
Ariana has a whole new look. She's chopped her hair off into like, a very chic bob.
Oh, I'm sorry. I like love her hair and I hate that, but it's true. She looks amazing. She looks amazing.
She looks incredible.
She looks incredible.
She looks gorgeous.
But I think that she's like taking a ride on the vein train in this new way. Like, I feel like she really just glammed herself the fuck up for the new season. And it's, you know, look, we don't have much to root for on this show. Like, there's not like, oh, like I'm team Stassi, like team no one, team get me the fuck out of here. But like with Ariana, you could see like a sliver of a person and be like, okay, like she said the word misogyny on TV. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, she said heteronormative too. Okay. And so, but now it's like, she's just kind of always preening. Oh, and she's like trying to make jokes, which hurt me more than it hurts her. You know, it's not good.
Yeah, she's definitely trying her comedy pants on and
they don't fit. You know what I mean?
Which makes me sad because I want her to be really funny, but some of the jokes were just not that great.
I'll stay here. Oh, you go do that. I'll go stay back here. It's like, but I'll... Well, you go do that. I'll be mixing drinks.
But I hope that, like, what I'm hoping for Ariana this season is that she kind of finds the happy medium of, like, Joker tone and, like, and that she, like, is able to kind of massage it more organically into, like, her presentation. Because I'm here for, her, like, her glow up. I like that she's,
oh,
like,
she looks incredible.
She looks stunning. And I'm here for that 100%. But I agree that the jokes, she was like a little performative.
Remember, but I like your hair. Oh, thank you. I mean, what? Ha ha. Like, what? I was like, what?
Like, well, I don't know. I think that probably also maybe some of what has to do with like her reactions seeming like too jokey or forced is because a lot of the show is scripted now. Like
I know,
feel,
which
I
hurts
feel like
me.
The entire
me.
Tom Tom's like storyline of like Lisa eavesdropping and like happening to hear Tom talking to Ariana. It's like, are you fucking kidding
you have
me?
You have a reality crew filming your every move. There's no overhearing, honey.
No.
There's no like, Lisa's there? Oh my God. Like, wah, wah.
Oh no, I think Lisa's hey. Sauce. And it's like,
hey, 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 hey.
I don't like, every single Tom Tom thing was like really boring for that reason. Because I'm like, okay, like maybe the only interesting thing about it is that like perhaps they're getting swindled by Lisa and Ken. There she's just like sucking them dry for right. like all their money.
Right.
And like they'll be her like indentured servants for every like for ages, the rest of eternity. But like seeing it unfold is like it's fake drama.
Well, all of Lisa's involvement, historically, all of Lisa's involvement in this show has been scripted because there's no way to organically really put her in their put her in the show.
Yeah. There and especially if they don't work for her, like if they don't really work at CER anymore, like she used to be the sounding board for them at CER, but like now she's just not.
So they need to come up with these things and like come up with conflict and blah, blah, blah. When, I don't know. I get so weirdly like disrespected when like there's a scripted scene. I'm just like, no.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
No.
I was taking like personal offense to like,
because you don't need it with these people. Because I would watch them do quite literally anything.
Yeah. Except like recite their lines.
Exactly. Because they're not good at it.
No, they're not. They don't sell it very well.
No, they're like, oh. And they're like, oh, and I was like, what? He's like, nothing. I'll tell you later. She's like, what? What? Oh, okay. Like, it's just like, honey.
The best too is when like Ariana's talking to Tom and she's like, but like, you know what you're doing. Like, you've been taking like research me, you've been like really researching and working hard. And it's like,
no, not even working. It was like, you've been taking research. And then he's like, yeah, research. Like, wait, what? Like, it was like not a complete thought.
And then he was like, by research, he like went to Colorado and got high
yeah.
and like didn't learn anything
yeah.
and came back and was like,
hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Underwear drawers are like the Wild West of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. But now that I've felt the buttery, soft comfort of MeUndies, my other pairs have got to go because MeUndies are all I reach for. I received the feel-free lace high-waisted brief from MeUndies, and I have to say, I love to sleep in a high-waisted brief, and I also like to wear briefs under dresses. And let me tell you a thing or two about these briefs. They were super comfortable. I love the fabric, and I feel like they will be the perfect accompaniment to a pair of pajamas or an extra large t-shirt. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for every body. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/sexy. That's MeUndies.com/sexy for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered shower head. Dermatologists recommended this unique, 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, The Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Well, it wasn't what I thought it would be.
Yeah. Like, okay. No, he literally was like, I thought there'd be a way to put THC in the cocktails and it'd be legal, but it turns out there's like not a way. It's like, honey, just Google.
Yeah, Google it.
Google it, honey. Jesus.
My research trip. Maybe he's writing it off of his taxes, so that's why he mentioned it as a research trip.
I'm sure.
Stassi, I was glad that Stassi was like not a very, like a big force in this episode. Thank God.
Honey, use her as an added spice. I can't take too much.
Yeah, no. It's like, who actually cares?
The one thing I like about it, her, is that, like, I love, like, the alcoholism. Like, it's just, like, they are true alcoholics. I mean, they're always drinking middle of the day. And it's, like, they try to do it, like, in a cute way. Like, I know what. You'll fix my AC. They always come up with excuses.
Yeah.
Like, how about you fix my AC and to celebrate, we have margaritas. And it's, like, 2 p.m. or maybe, like, late 9 a.m. Who knows? And it's, like, always,
it's like,
isn't it cute?
A.m.
She's, like, we're going to make fresh fruit. So, it's healthy. And, like, meanwhile, their liver's just, like, oh,
but I also
like they're
love,
turning green. Like
I also love that she's like pretending to set up her AC, and then Katie gets there and she's like, "You can do it now, slave," and like then just goes and makes herself a marg.
And then
like,
Katie does it mindless. She's like, "Okay," like she just does it.
Yeah,
that's so fucking weird.
I wonder if like what the hierarchy has like the power struggle between everyone has evened out back to like season one, kind of, where Stassi sits at the top of the Kristen and Katie food chain.
But it's weird though, because I feel like Stassi and Katie, at least from this episode, it made it seem like they were on their own island a little bit.
Yeah, they did seem like weirdly aligned.
And that's not chic, because they only exist really if in numbers. And if there's only two of them, I'm sorry, it did not feel good for either of them to not be invited to Sheena's. That was like embarrassing for them.
Well,
and they
also,
kind of knew it.
That's a power move on Sheena's part, because
smart girl.
Once you stop inviting people to like your parties that are being filmed, they get less camera time.
Well, I agreed. Like you weaponize that. Totally weaponize that. And you're like, well, it looks like you're not going to be involved in the premiere.
Yeah.
Literally like, oh, like, and there's going to be a giant bombshell dropped at my birthday and you're not going to be there. So have fun being on the cutting room floor. It's actually kind of genius.
It was genius. And I thought too, I was like, Sheena's smart enough to know that like how to like hit him where it hurts.
But they would be smart to show up unannounced.
Oh, yeah.
And start drama, which
I mean, if
do.
They were like Kristen, they would do it. But I don't know. I just feel like they are, I think that Stassi and Katie think of themselves as like, really mature, like above the fray, like really classy, like girls. And so it's just funny to see them being left out, because I'm just like, snooze, fast forward. Like they like go, oh, and the best too is like Tom Schwartz is invited,
know,
and he goes,
which is actually insane. We thought he wasn't gonna go. We thought he said he's gonna go, but then he goes, went to the guild, and we were all like, oh, well, he actually got some sense knocked onto him and didn't go. It's actually like, it's so bizarre because Katie gets upset if like, you know, Schwartz coughs the wrong way. She's like, are you cheating on me? And like, he does this thing where he gets invited and she doesn't even really come up with it. She doesn't care or something. Like, there's not any drama.
Yeah.
It's weird. I'm like, I would actually.
That's like a big deal. Like, if I was dating someone and then someone that was like, had really pissed me off or was hurting me, or like, if I got into a fight with a friend and then that friend was like, you're not coming to my party, and invited my husband, I'd be like, you're not going either. We're going to stay home and like watch TV, or like, we're going to go somewhere else.
But Katie didn't have a meltdown about it. It was like so weird. I was like, I guess I'm like, God, why is she not getting Tequila Katie about this?
Yeah.
Out of all the things.
Her anger is so misdirected.
It's so weird. She just short circuits, I guess, at interesting times.
Well, she wasn't like liquored up enough. So we'll maybe get to see like next episode how it all plays out.
All right.
Because also like Tom was like, well, I'm going to go. He's like, I'm going to go. Like, I'll try. He's like, hopefully I won't come home blackout at like 2 a.m. or something like that. And it's like, what the hell are you talking? Like, please don't.
Yeah,
please don't.
I know.
If I was dating someone and they were like, oh, well, I'm going to go, but I just want to go say hi for like an hour and then I'll come home. That's one thing. But if I'm dating someone and they're like, I'm going to go out and I might come home hammered at like 3 in the morning, I'd be like, fuck you.
I thought that was going to be a huge source of tension.
But do you think that maybe Katie's on her guard this season because she's aware of how horribly she came off last season?
No, I think that she knows that, but I think at the end of the day, she can't control her evilness. So,
but she was pretty under control this episode.
You know, it's so funny because I guess she is, if you like look, if you compare, but I find her to be so aggressively unlikable even when she's just standing there breathing that like I feel like she could still play it cool and be like, you're a nightmare.
It's like now that the damage is done and like it's almost like she like Mission Impossible pulled a mask off and revealed her true personality last season. There's like,
well,
no,
her personality
going back.
Was always horrific, but I think like it's so weird, like she always was like a drip, she was always kind of like a just a drip with a permanent scowl on her face, but then like she found her voice and everyone was like, I liked you better when
they were like,
no,
turn
voice
down the volume,
yeah, please help. That's scary.
Stassi's spray tan is like incredibly confusing.
She
to
looks
me.
Good, kind of. She
but her
good.
Spray tan is like, it's like orange splotchy, like all over her body. Even Tom said that when she came into their apartment. He was like, why are your legs so tan and the top of your body isn't?
They hang out with each other like how you'd hang out with a friend in high school.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like they're inseparable. And then, you know, Stassi going on their honeymoon, but you know, you'll probably go on our honeymoon. So I know
the honeymoon thing was amazing.
I actually, I'm like, I kind of get that.
Oh, yeah, I got that too. That didn't like, that doesn't weird me out.
No, it doesn't really weird me out either. No.
I'm like, honey, it probably made it a lot better because you leave those two like, oh God, get me out of here. Like, they'll kill each other on their...
Oh, totally.
Like, yeah. Bebe. Like neither of them will have fun. So at least Stassi's there to like make sure everyone has fun.
Yeah.
And that would be a fun thing to go on someone's honeymoon.
Calm
if
down.
It was your friend. If it was your best friend who got married to their soulmate. I want to know from our listeners, would you go on your best friend's honeymoon?
I know. I think what's probably really revealing that maybe it's not chic that we think it's not weird.
Yeah. Because like Jonathan was, your boyfriend was horrified by Stassi going on the honeymoon.
He was. And I was like,
And I was like, what?
We
like,
both
what's
like,
the
whatever.
Problem?
Yeah, I know. Well.
So I want to know, like, is it chic or bleak to go on your best friend's honeymoon? Yeah, please let us know. Because I don't know.
We don't know.
We have no idea.
No. We need to be checked.
We might be confused.
Yeah.
And need a correction.
Yeah. Be reset.
Okay, so then we finally get to meet James and Logan, my king and my king.
This scene is everything to me.
Literally, James and Logan, they are living out loud, call me by your name.
Oh, and I think like, because Raquel is just like a balloon.
Raquel
she's
did
not, a real
not
person.
Have one line.
She's a balloon with like, and then someone drew eyes and a smiley face on it. Like she's not real. So I think that they could be like jerking each other off, like on the couch, like right in front of her. And she'd be like, anyways, how was your weekend? Like she wouldn't even notice. Like,
yeah.
Like she is such a true dum-dum. Like I honestly feel like.
Raquel's on another planet mentally. Yeah. Like she is like not of this earth. Yeah. She's like an alien.
She's not on planet. My boyfriend might be gay. That's for sure. I mean, she's
but like but, the eye, like the body language and like the
and
eye.
And they were like tickling each other. They were like in the kitchen, like lolling and like tickling each other.
They're making cookies and like feeding each other cookie dough.
No, it was not like, gee.
And
like,
then Raquel got
here?
There
it was
and
pretty crystal queer.
Yeah. And was, killed Logan's boner.
Oh, well, Logan, I'm like, did he take some acting lessons at like fucking Lee Strasberg or something? It's called, literally she enters and he's like, anyways, I guess I'll go. Like I'm like, okay, honey, like turn down the mute. Like I'm like, you're chewing the scenery here a little bit. I mean, I was here for it, but it was like it was so over the top. Like literally Raquel enters and he's just like, he like immediately soured like a potato and was just like, get so go. And I was just like, oh my God, calm down, girl.
I'm living for Logan.
Me too.
Like, I nominate him for best supporting actor.
He definitely wants to get his 15 seconds of fame, for sure. Yeah.
I think he could do it.
And oh, I'm here for it.
So happy to see a gay person on this show. Thank God.
I know, because they're always gunning
for
screen time. Well, they're always in the background gunning for screen time.
Oh, there's that gay guy, Jesse.
Yeah, there's always like some gay popping up, being like, anyways, here I am. Here's the drama.
But Logan could be the one who finally
breaks
through.
By fucking one of the cast members. That's the best way to do it.
That's the only way you get on the show.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And you fuck your way into it.
As we learned when Jess went to Miami and hung out with that guy with like who looked like
John.
Had like hockey puck face.
Yeah
sad.
I know, that was like the closest we ever got to a gay storyline, but I'm here for Logan and James pump
for
back
sure.
mountain.
Yeah, of course, why not.
There was a really good like behind the scenes video on Bravo that was like, get to know James's bestie, Logan. And it was like, I expected their friendship. I was like, oh my God, like how is there? Like, I wonder what the history of their friendship is. And it was like, they've known each other for 3 years.
He's like, it works because, you know.
He's like, he met once when we were both at Pump. We were drunk.
My dear
and started
friend.
Talking. My it best friend.
It Logan. Works because when we go out together, he goes for the guys and I go for the girls. And then I leave the girls and then we all go home and have an orgy.
I'm like, I kind of hope that Raquel enters a thruple with them. Like that one Blake Lively movie. Remember
oh, yeah.
that? What was
Savages.
That Savages.
That was a good movie. I liked it.
You love that movie.
It was hot. And it was like all the gay guys were nude.
I did not.
I'm sorry,
not.
Gay guys. All the guys were nude. Sorry. But like, weren't they brothers or something?
No.
It was twisted.
Were they cousins?
Some, I don't know.
No,
they were
best just friends.
But they didn't fuck each other. They just fucked Blake. But the whole thing was weird. I mean, it's always homoerotic when
I feel
two
like
guys are fucking
if it's two guys with one girl, like your penises
it's always
are
a
going.
Gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's like the best.
Yeah, of course. I
don't
that.
Understand. Like,
you should always be having sex that's a little bit gay, like 2%.
Yeah.
Do you think she just doesn't remember Logan each time she meets him? She's like, hey, nice to meet you. I'm Raquel.
She like, doesn't even see him. She like has like blinders on.
She literally is like, he's like, this is my dear friend Logan. Hello. I've told you this so many times, Raquel. She's like, she's like, where am I? Am I still at the Malibu chili cook-off?
She like entered like, and James just like picked her up and like twirled her around like 50 times and then like sat her on his lap like a little dolly.
She reminds
she
me of
didn't even
speak. She reminds me of the, like... that like anorexic girl from Drop Dead Gorgeous who's like who can like, barely talk and like she looks at Denise Richards and she's like, who are you? And then Denise is like, oh, that's just a game we play. She says, who are you?
Yeah.
That's Raquel. Who are you? Who are you?
Raquel like said nothing but then looked stunning. And like there's one scene where she's like in the background while DJ James Kennedy is on the tracks like spinning at Sheena's birthday and Raquel is just like dancing and getting her life. Like
she's probably
having the best night of her entire
tripping
existence.
Balls. Yeah.
Like Raquel's like not concerned with any drama. Raquel's just
she
concerned
doesn't care.
With expressing herself via the power of dance.
You'd have to have brain cells to care. She lives in a really blissed out world. It's nice probably where Raquel lives. I want to live there.
I know. I want to live there too.
That sounds pretty chic. It's like marshmallow clouds and like popsicles mm-hmm. and like Ed Sheeran songs, you know?
So then we get to back to like Tom's drama. Ugh, and like snooze. We just get to have a lot of like Tom's concern of he's like, I need this place to be comfortable. I need it to be comfortability.
Nostalgia.
Familiarity.
Just words that don't exist.
He wants a really comfortable, like THC cocktail filled, like bean. They need like beanbag chairs,
which is not Vanderpump's brand at all.
No, I'm like, have you been to any Lisa Vanderpump restaurant? It's like gauche, over the top, like cheap ass decorations.
Like
it's like Pier One exploded.
You look at it cross-eyed, it starts breaking down, but it's like it looks good, quote unquote, from far. It's like a Monet. Her restaurants are a Monet.
Yeah, it's like styrofoam. Like pillars painted to look like marble. Like that's like the aesthetic of a Lisa Vanderpump restaurant.
Yeah.
So like,
true.
I don't know where in what world he thinks that they're going to create something that's like insanely just like new, conceptual, different from like Pump or Sir.
Yeah.
It's like around the corner from them.
I know. It's weird. And then like Lisa's getting into it because he has input. I'm like, honey, he's putting $100,000 in this like fucking money pit.
Like for these people, $100,000 is a lot of money.
Yeah,
I mean, it is a lot of money, period. But like, especially comparatively speaking from Lisa Vanderpump to like Tom Schwartz and Tom Sandoval.
Oh, I mean, Lisa like coughs it up for breakfast. She's like, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite line was when Tom was like, Lisa's like describing the whole restaurant. And then Tom is like, but is it going to be comfortable?
I know. He's so earnest. That's why Tom Sandoval works as a character / person. Like, he is so fucking earnest.
Yeah,
like,
he
it
is.
Goes back to, like, and he cares so much, genuinely, about his friendships, about everything. And that's why it comes off so, you know, it comes back to the most perfect scene, which was, look at him. He's a battered wife. Also, I have to say something. Like, reality shows love people having serious conversations while wearing humiliating clothing.
Oh, it's the
like,
best.
They love people dressed up in costumes looking like assholes having like deep tearful confessions.
But that's they when I knew that. This episode was gonna be good was when I saw like that Sheena was having like this eyes wide shut like BDSM masquerade ball costume.
We're gonna look like fools.
Yeah, because like literally everyone's wasted in like a mask, so it's the best case scenario.
Totally.
Like fighting about Jack's fucking faith. So Lisa ends that scene being like, right now I'm rethinking the whole thing and I'm going to pump.
But it's also like, there is no rethinking it because you need this storyline this season. You can't do this without Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz. So it's like, forget it. That's why I'm kind of like, this. There's no stakes. They're bullshit stakes.
Yeah. I mean, like, they're... Like, you're going to do this restaurant because you already laid the groundwork for it at the end of last season. And, like...
This is your storyline this season.
Yeah, this is the storyline. So,
this is what you're going to do this season.
I guess go to Pump and, like, I'll see you next episode. But, like, please...
When's the last time you went to Pump?
It's been a long time.
Was it with me? Was it for Carrie's birthday?
Maybe. No, I think insane. I went after that, maybe. Because that was in July.
That night was insane. I remember... I mean, I love to drink, as you know. And I... There was
you
a
got
cocktail.
A cocktail.
I couldn't drink,
which was
it
like,
was their drinks are undrinkable, and like I'm a wine snob, so it's like forget it. I can't even touch the wine, but like I thought for sure a cocktail, like
babe,
you can't
no.
fuck that up.
That's the first rule of Pump is don't order a cocktail.
They're undrinkable.
The first rule of Pump and
they're
Sir
undrinkable.
Are
they're
no cocktails.
All like just sugar. There's no alcohol. Like it's garbage.
I drank a whole pitcher of like whatever some cocktails of theirs were at brunch once. Like an entire pitcher I split with someone else.
Yeah,
and
you
was
have, like
stone cold sober afterwards. I like went and drove.
She probably has like shots.
I like, drove to the valley.
She probably mixes it with like Chateau Diana, which is like imitation alcohol. It's like 4%. It's like what they sell in New York after midnight.
Yeah,
like, there's nothing happening.
No, it's just watered down. It's like club soda and
it's
sugar
so
water.
Gross.
They're bad. But I told so I, when you bad. Ordered that cocktail, I remember being like, Ryan, no.
But I was like, I ordered like a martini or something. It was so like it was.
You
so,
ordered like
you
a pumptini or something.
Yeah, maybe I did actually. I ordered like a pumptini.
You dug your own grave with that one.
It's true.
How
dare I expect something to be good at a restaurant?
So Brittany says. Jax has multiple personalities.
Oh, I know.
It's hard to know who he really is. And I'm like, girl, after being someone with 2 years and that's your opinion of them, it's time to get out
well,
of that relationship.
Well, that's the perfection of the show. It's like these characters are drop such dark truth bombs with such casualness. It's impeccable. It is amazing. It's like literally you just said that you're... boyfriend has split personality disorder and you have no idea who he really is and you're like anyways off to the dance.
It's like Jax and Brittany getting ready for Sheena's birthday party and Brittany's like, well, it's almost like I don't know him this entire time that we've been dating. He's been a mystery to me.
Anyways, shots.
And it's like there's like a really profound moment where it's just like, oh my god, like get out.
Yeah,
but then of course nothing's gonna happen.
No. She's in the sunken place.
Tom's going. Katie's staying home, which I truly did think was going to lead to like a blow up.
I know,
but then nothing.
It's okay. The show, the episode, still managed to find.
Yeah, Schwartz is looking hot. I think.
Yeah, he's looking. He always looks hot. He's so broken as a person. That's what I love about him. It's like when you meet his like his triplets or whatever that like still live in their like weird bedroom.
They're like mole Florida. People.
Yeah, and so it's like. The fact that Tom Schwartz actually left, it's like he's made it, even though he's completely codependent and kind of like can't do anything without Katie. He's almost like an invalid. And he's just like, I don't know. It's
so for Tom Schwartz, like this restaurant is probably just an investment opportunity. Like
but
it's a way
no
to
way
just
he's gonna follow through. I don't know. It's like can you
well, doesn't all he have to do is just give money to Lisa and then he takes 10% of whatever the profits are.
Remember when they like were
like this is
you...
like for him it's kind of probably a good gig because all you do is just like sit back. Like I doubt that Lisa's like, Tom Schwartz, what do you think of like this business proposal?
And he's not gonna have to work there because as we know he can't
do
work
it.
Because remember like they had him bartend for one time and he had a meltdown and had to leave after 10 minutes.
So he could show up and drink there probably for free.
He can do that.
And then give Lisa $100K and then maybe I don't know like how much money successful restaurants
make. You have to treat him with care. It's like you have to like work within his limit. He's limited. He's limited as a person. He's very limited.
Oh, Jax now lives down the hall from Tom.
Oh, I know. Jessica's sick home. Anyways. Oh,
God. everyone drags Sheena for having her favorite angle. And we get to see that, yeah, like,
that was good
montage. I love sure that.
Why yeah not?
And also, sure, like,
troll.
I love it. I live troll for a good troll of yeah Sheena.
She deserves to be trolled. She's like a walking troll.
Yeah. Yeah. Then we get to finally get to Sheena's apartment, and we get to see what her life looks like post-Shay.
Oh, that was delicious. I was like, give me more. I was obsessed.
Sheena's turned her master bedroom into her closet.
Yeah, so she sleeps,
so she
in, like,
sleeps
a cubby
in a
hole
guest bedroom. She sleeps in a guest bedroom and then stores all her clothes in the master bedroom,
which is just amazing. I love that.
And
I
her
love
apartment is decorated like a weird, like, grandmother's apartment.
Well, yeah, with pictures of herself.
It's all like it's really frilly and, like, carpeted, but then, like, a weird leather couch. And
she,
like,
thinks it's super glam. Like, I think that her house reminded me of Paris Hilton in terms of, like, how Paris Hilton would decorate, which is, like, really gaudy, really over the top, princessy vibes with selfies of you on the wall. And but
it's
she,
like,
can't get it right
because she's like a Sears
on a budget.
It's like Sears.
Yeah, it's Paris Hilton on a budget.
It's really
on a way big, like a budget.
Yeah, a shoestring budget.
Yeah, because Paris Hilton has a lot of money and she still manages to look tacky and cheap, like, in terms of her design aesthetic.
Yeah.
And so basically it's like, it's modeling yourself after an aesthetic that's going to look tacky and cheap no matter how much money you throw at it. But, like, when you don't have any money to throw at, it's going to look really bad.
Yeah. So there's, like, they do this montage or like a flashback of Sheena's apartment and, like, Shay's, I turned Shay's weird little room into, like, my bedroom. And
wait,
it's
by
like,
the way, were they just not sleeping together? Did they have their own rooms?
I don't know. I was really confused. And then we see that she's taken down all the wedding photos and then just replaced them with photos of herself only.
I know. It's
which
incredible.
I'm
so unbranded.
On, like, her foam board.
I kind of love how shamelessly narcissistic she is. I kind of love it.
I love it.
If you're gonna go there, just put pictures of you. I love it. Like, commit.
She gives good
commit to it.
Like, she gives good reality stardom, like, just self-obsessed, like, always trying to look perfect and, like, project, like, everything's perfect and fine, even though you know that she's, like, dead on the inside. And that to me is, like,
so
it perfectly encapsulates, like, reality starlet. Like, I think that Sheena is a monster, but I can't help but, like, be engaged by her. And, like,
yeah, because it's so there's nothing there. There's truly, she's like a haunted house.
She's soulless.
Yeah.
And I think we finally get to meet Rob's Valletta, who I think, like, I get the impression that he is not as into Sheena as she is into him.
No.
Like,
yeah,
the body language is off. He, and I don't know, like, I guess he might have wanted to be on this show because it's probably good for his, like, business or something like that.
What does he do? Is he a model?
You know, I think he's involved with Diff Eyewear somehow.
Oh, okay. Cool.
But, like, sure. So it would behoove him to get on this show where literally every single person has, like, a deal hawking that, like,
sure,
shitty eyewear.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, confusing, but I'm really excited to see, like, they're, like, I love that Sheena is trying to just be, like, I love her narrative of, yeah, like, when, because she says, like, she's like, when she first starts talking about Rob, she's like, well, you know, Rob and I were together, like, on and off for a long time. And then I was dating Rob originally, but then I took a 6-year break with Shay. And then now Rob and I are back together.
I love that,
and I'm like,
I love that Lisa called her out for that.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't a 6-year break. You fell in love with someone, you married them. Like, go fuck yourself. I actually like that she did that because it was like, she merely just tries to erase Shay, like,
well,
as if he didn't
Sheena's
exist.
She's just delusional. Like,
yeah,
she's delusional. She has no, like, she has no ability to, like, emotionally self-care. So, like, in her mind, she rationalizes, I'm sure, that entire Shay experience by being like, I never really felt like it was for me, and, like, it was just a break.
Yeah,
and, like, now
erase.
I'm with the one I'm really with, and I love him so much, and I'm in love, and, like, everything's great and perfect.
Right.
And it's, like, it's amazing to watch someone like that, because you're just like, oh my God, like, you're, like, I can see that you're melting down, but you can't, and it's just, like,
yeah,
it's the ultimate, like,
it's like check-in time at the reality hotel, honey. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, but I love her trying to, like, rewrite the Shay narrative as though, like, she knew he was wrong for her the entire time. I'm like, bitch, you wanted to get married worse than anyone else on the show. Like, you wanted it bad and you were in love with this person.
I know.
And, like, I'm sorry it didn't work out. It's sad. But also, like, just acknowledge that. Speaking of Sheena, an amazing moment that I caught on my second viewing of the episode, which mm-hmm. was she called, she was like, I'm just waiting to get my divorce certificate and then I can move on with my life.
It's amazing.
I live for her divorce certificate.
I love it. Yeah. No, I mean, like I said, there's not one person on the show that I'm drawn to because I think they're all kind of on the same level of despicable, but you know, I have my favorite moment of this episode, but I'll tell you that.
We'll later. Get to it. Yeah. So my favorite moment of this episode, and one that we maybe rewound and watched probably five times, is when Sheena's getting ready to go to her birthday party. And okay, despite how far they've come, like we know that they have money now, like Tom and Tom are investing like $100,000. Like people have money.
Right.
But like, they like cannot glow up. Like there's just no glow up. Like Sheena is
doing her own makeup unveiling for her birthday.
Yeah, like, or not even that, but just she's unveiling like how she redid her apartment. She has all these clothes and blah blah blah, and then she sits on the floor to do her makeup.
I know.
I don't understand. Like, I know. The girls on the show are
hypnotized by
obsessed.
Watching girls do their makeup. They're like that way. That reminds me of high school. All yeah, my girlfriends
it's very like a high school
sitting
thing.
On the floor doing their makeup in the mirror in the closet mirror. It's like I kind of loved it. It was a throwback for me.
You like a floor makeup?
I do. It just because, like I said, I grew up with it.
So, I just but I don't understand
why
like,
they're doing it for yeah,
like why they're doing it in their mid-30s. Like why don't they don't?
Why
have,
are they
like,
doing any of the things they're doing in their mid-30s, honey? Why start here? Why is this the line in the sand for you? You're like, oh, floor makeup.
Just
weird.
Floor makeup really sick. Like I just think back to like when Kristen and James lived together, and she just sat on the floor like curling her hair and like doing her makeup. Like,
I loved it. It feels so real to me.
It doesn't.
I like it
just feels so like it feels so immature to me. Like it's a true sign.
Again,
of, like,
I
immaturity.
Love that this is like when you're triggered by their immaturity is when they're doing their
I'm like
makeup.
I'm trying to hold you to a higher standard.
Exactly.
Like,
I mean, honey.
But I am like, and it just shocks me because I think I just keep thinking that there's going to be one day where they like find like it clicks like
no because like them doing their makeup on the floor like that's where they're comfortable like emotionally like they don't want that like again they already are living the high life like this is who they are this is like their DNA. Their DNA is hair, floor, makeup.
It's just like, so it still never doesn't shock me.
But that's why they're great.
The floor
I think
glam.
You would like them less if they weren't doing their fucking hair on the goddamn floor.
No, I love it.
This is
but
why
I
you
also
like them.
Am concerned.
Well, so, talk to the judge.
Let it be known. Okay, so Sheena's doing her makeup on the floor and Rob's laying on the bed and he asks her who all is coming to the party tonight. And then Sheena says,
I've pretty much invited the whole crew, minus Katie and Stassi.
That's, by the way, that's who Sheena really is. That's her real voice. Her vocal fry, like, celebutante voice is fake. Like, if you called her, like, in the morning, she'd be like, hello? And you'd be like, Sheena? She'd be like, oh, my God, hey, how are you? Oh, my God.
I just love who else coming. I pretty much invited the whole crew. It's like Don Corleone.
And by the way, he is laughing at her.
He's laughing at her.
He's laughing at her.
I pretty much invited the whole crew. it's amazing.
Really bad. Yeah.
I need to hear it one more time.
Okay.
Who's all coming tonight?
I've pretty much invited the whole crew, minus
he's laughing.
Stassi.
I pretty much invited the whole crew.
How does that happen?
I don't
understand.
Know, but it's like,
hello. It's like, oh, hey, honey. Oh, my God. Hello.
I live for Sheena.
I pretty much invited the whole crew.
It's like the devil inside. Rearing.
Yeah, that's her
like
devil. That's her devil. That's her true self.
I pretty much invited the whole crew.
That's her soul.
Yeah.
She's like, oops, my soul peeks out sometimes.
Trying to break free.
She's like, oops, my soul's speaking up again.
I pretty much invited the whole crew.
It's bad.
But wait.
What?
Oh, Lala wasn't at the party, huh?
She's not in this episode.
I know. I was sad about that because I miss my queen, Lala.
I think they want to give her a real entrance, which I appreciate and I respect.
Yeah. Well, I want to bring her back in like a dramatic form.
I also
I
think
it.
This episode was too jam-packed.
Yeah, that's
Kristen
true.
Kristen didn't come.
I did
Kristen
not.
Was barely in the episode.
I did not appreciate the lack of Kristen in this episode. I know. Whatsoever.
I don't know if they've quite figured out how to utilize her, because I think that she has a boyfriend now and she's kind of stubble, which is like not great TV. I mean, stubble for Kristen.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Kristen seemingly, like, I would go out on a limb and say that she kind of has her shit together.
For her, yeah.
For her. I mean, there's always going to be shades of psychosis.
I mean, she's always like, Kristen, but like, if she's in a good relationship, she probably feels angered and less insane.
Yeah. And like, so she's not going to be like going out and like fucking a ton of people. No. Like, she's in like a pretty chill relationship. So what's going to happen?
Yeah.
She had one line in this episode.
She did.
She had like one moment where she said.
She Kristened out because she was like, fuck you, Jax. Like, fuck you.
But also, I think that Kristen was like aware, like, I could see her in the background of a ton of shots of the party. And I think she was like really trying to like get in there.
She needed to get one in.
She needed, but she needs to work harder.
She does. And I think knowing her that she will.
Let's hope.
I think she will.
Sheena's password to her birthday party is 420.
Oh, yeah, I love it. She's such a blazer.
She loves to blaze.
I love that she blazes. She's just a girl from Azusa who loves to blaze.
She loves to just, like, toke it up.
I know. I love it. It kind of tracks, maybe.
I think it's cute if true. I wonder how much weed Sheena smokes.
I bet she smokes. Wasn't there this tabloid item that was, like, she smokes from her neighbors complaining that she smokes so much pot? And, like,
oh,
that?
Yeah.
And that their whole, like,
that they were going to, like, get kicked out of their apartment because she smokes so much weed.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting. It's like, because she is so flat. Her affect is so flat that her smoking a ton of pot does track for me. But
is Sheena blazed 24/7?
Maybe. Honestly, I hope for her sake that she is, and that's not her real personality.
Maybe that's like the
if this
whole...
is Sheena's sober, I'm a little scared for her. If she's stoned, I'm like, okay, I understand it.
I want to know everything about Sheena's like pot smoking history, like who she blazes with, what she likes to smoke.
They were like Cheech and Chong.
They like, I'm sorry, that you don't get a couch with cup holders built into it if you're not blazing all the time.
They were blazing all the time. All the time.
So we get to finally the like crux of this episode, which is her eyes wide shut, like satanic ritual party
at a weird trash Hollywood hotspot
at Madame Siam, I've never heard of that place before.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so it's a bar with like an outdoor smoking area, yet everyone's dressed in like black tie outfits.
It's very confusing.
It's very confusing, but also perfectly Vanderpump.
Yeah. Perfectly confusing.
Yeah, perfectly confusing on a multitude of levels.
Of course, yeah.
Fucking Sheena continues her Everything is Amazing tour. And
so wait, so Lisa and Sheena have an interaction. Oh yeah, this is when Lisa's...
So Lisa's talking to Sheena, and Sheena is kind of babying out in this moment. She's like leaning... She's been like dating Rob's Valletta for like 3 or 4 months at this point, and she's like has her head just like draped on his shoulder and is like hugging him while she's talking to Lisa, and she's like, I'm so happy, like this is it, like this is it for me, like I'm just like, I've never been happier in my life, like this is the man for me.
It's like I've never dated anyone else ever.
I know, and it's just like, you're a psycho for doing this.
Yeah.
Like, keep it in your pants for a little bit. Like,
I agree.
She's just giving it up too much too fast.
Yeah. Yeah. She's just in love with being...
She's in love with love.
But not even really, because she doesn't really care about other people but herself. She's in love with people being in love with her.
I don't think that Rob's Valletta is in love with her.
You call him Rob's Valletta?
Yeah, because that's his Instagram name.
Oh, well. All right, so...
Okay, so we're at the party. James is like on the decks. Kristen, we finally see her. Sheena's telling everyone how amazing her life is.
Right.
And Madame Siam is popping off. No one's ever heard of it except for this crowd.
And then we see Faith.
And then we see Faith. And then the bomb is dropped when Faith tells James that she and Jax fucked.
By the way, Faith knows exactly what she's doing. She knows this is the premiere.
Yeah.
And she knows that this will get her in.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but this is, if you're on a reality show like Vanderpump Rules, like this is what you signed up for and this is the world you're playing in.
Yeah. Also, Jax, like what do you expect? You like the thing with him that's so mind blowing is like he could just fuck like a rando somewhere. He could drive to like Tustin and just like fucking have sex with a girl and then turn around and go home and like go night night to Britney, you know?
But instead he
chooses to fuck like a fourth tier cast member.
He likes to get caught.
He does, because he's so sloppy. Like, it's so insane.
It's like a serial killer. Like, serial killers like to get caught. So this
I know.
But Jax, like, gets off on the fact that he could get caught for it.
He gets off also on hurting people.
Yeah.
Like, in a real way.
Yeah. But not only do we find out that Jax and Faith had sex, but Faith tells the story to James.
No, listen. It's stories like these that, to me, make Vanderpump Rules the best show on television. These personal flourishes. When Faith retells the story of how they hooked up, it is so Vanderpump Rulesy. It's insane. It's bleak. It's like everything is just grazed in shit. Like, everything they do is like there's a stink on it because their lives are so dark. Like, and it just, you can't. So, okay, you want to say what she said?
Faith said that she was caretaking for a 95-year-old woman.
Hospice.
Faith was doing hospice care. And Jax had slid into her Twitter DMs and was saying how badly he wanted to fuck. So she told him to come over to this woman's house where she was, because she thought since the woman was there that nothing would happen.
They wouldn't fuck, yeah.
But then they did fuck.
But it was unclear. Was the woman in the room?
I think the woman was in, like, the next room.
I don't know. Faith, she said she, like, did a reenaction where she was like, and the woman, like, the lady was like,
sleep. And Jax was like, is that her sleep? And I was like, yeah. But I don't know if, like, the woman's, like, on one of those weird hospital beds, like, hooked up to IVs and a heart monitor, just, like, passed out with a morphine drip, or if she's, like,
I have this theory that she was in the bedroom with him. She saw them have fuck and it killed her. And literally, it was like, well, the corpse is gone. And then Jax looks over the dead body and goes, she just got jaxed.
But also, like, I have a lot of questions. One being, like, who is the family of this woman? Like,
I think
this woman have any living relatives? Or, like, who is this woman? Did she hire Faith to watch her?
I think
her?
Faith needed some money. As you know, I think, like, being a fourth-tier cast member on Vanderpump Rules, like, you only get paid
Ain't
in Instagram
gonna pay
followers.
The bills.
Yeah, you only get paid in Instagram followers and an invite to OK Magazine. And she probably was, you know, at the Galleria one day and saw an invite to a personal ad for hospice care and was like, I can do that. Like, and then
she's like, sit there and get fucked while this person dies? Yeah.
And she, I mean, it is so, so twisted.
She said that he was sucking on her toes and like,
as this dying woman is next door. I mean, it's like,
it's really crazy. And I'm just,
it's
I just
really, but it's so Vanderpump. It's
but
like,
I'm like, who hired, like, did Faith go through an agency? Like, she could get in trouble for that, right? Like, that's like,
yes,
elder,
no,
that's elderly abuse.
But it's so like, Vanderpump, it just can't be a simple story of Jax and Faith fucked. It's like Faith is taking care of an elderly dying woman and they're going to, I mean, it's like, of course, this is the Vanderpump Rules spin, and this is why this show is my fucking life, because it's things like that where I'm like, this is so bleak and insane. Their lives are so tragic. I mean, it's like, it's bad, and it's, but it's also hilarious because none of them have any morals or like any kind of awareness. So it's like Faith was just like, yeah, I guess we'll fuck while this 95-year-old is like literally on her last breath.
I like her just even being like, it's late at night and she's watching, to be like, to any guy that you're trying to fuck, if you're like watching after like an old 95-year-old
There's
woman,
no shame though.
If you're like, okay, yeah, come over and we'll just talk. Like, even that is like, what the fuck? Like, can you wait until you get off work? Like, why are you?
I know.
Like, what is this situation? Does she live with this lady?
They don't possess shame. Like, there's no shame, which is incredible.
Yeah.
And I guess they're impatient. I don't know.
I also don't know what it's like, what she thought they were going to do.
Faith, I think, was using this woman as a chastity belt so like they wouldn't fuck.
Yeah.
But then, of course, they just ended up fucking. And then he fucked her without a condom,
I guess. They had unprotected sex.
Which
and
is
then
also
he
insane.
Just came inside her. And then she was like, I haven't gotten my period. So she is like the cliffhanger, which I don't believe.
No, I don't believe it.
I think that that's an added.
I mean, that's
like,
an exclamation point. That's yeah. not a period. Like, she got her exclamation point.
Yeah. But like, I don't think that, I think that that's fake. And people, there's now like, all these people are like wondering online, like, is it fake? Like, is this a fake storyline?
Oh, I think they actually fucked.
I think that's fucked.
Because again, you couldn't script that story. Like, they're like, in retelling it, like, there's no 95-year-old dying woman next door. That happened.
But like,
you can't make that up.
To come out of the woodwork, like, if let's say if she and Jax like didn't have sex at all and she's just making this up, like that's too crazy to make up.
No, you like, would not make that up.
You don't say, like, you don't go through all the hoops and whatever to say that Jax came over and did all this. Like,
I'm a writer. We make up stuff for a living. I would never script a sex scene in which a woman is taking care of a 95-year-old dying woman and then fucks a guy in the next room over.
If Faith, okay, I'm team Faith in this whole
journey. I'm always team Faith. There's never team Jax. There's never.
But like, if Faith fucked Jax, if it's true that she fucked him while she was caretaking this 95-year-old woman in the next room and they had crazy animal sex and he just like came inside her, that's iconic.
I want the I want the 95-year-old woman to speak out.
Me too. I need her to go on Watch What Happens Live.
She should be a guest on the
show. She should call in.
She probably lives in the neighborhood.
Please, I want her to call in. She probably does live in LA. Yeah. Oh, she lives in LA. Yeah. Okay, stay tuned.
I wonder if she watches. I mean, imagine if she actually is like a random Vanderpump Rules fan and is just like, anyways, I'm going to tune in for the premiere. It's like,
She's like, I can't wait to see what little Faith has been up to. My sweetheart always makes sure I'm okay. And then she realizes like Faith's been just like getting like it, fucking getting dick down while she's like trying.
While she's like in her morphine coma.
Yeah, while she's like snoozing, like pissing herself. Faith like cleans up her diaper and then has like a dick appointment in the next room. If Faith really did fuck Jax in the 95-year-old
woman. Which you know she did.
That's iconic. But if Faith is completely making this entire situation up from top to bottom, like
she should be a writer.
If from top to bottom this is a lie, she's also iconic because that is truly the lie of the century.
Of course, that's like no one would lie about that.
It's a needless lie.
It's a totally insane.
So what
lie.
I think is what
it also
happened,
makes her look really bad. That's why it's a weird lie.
It's a weird lie, but like I'm obsessed with it either way. Sure. Like I'm here to figure out what it is. I think that it really happened. I think that Faith like probably put a long time, like a lot of time into seducing Jax and trying to get him to sleep with her then she could come on the show and be like, we fucked.
I mean, so many women have done this. It's like, it's a tale as old as time.
It's a surefire way to get camera time.
Yeah, of course.
But like, that's the game we're playing. Like, he should he should not be going over to another, to hang out with another woman and have sex with them while he's in a relationship with Brittany.
No, absolutely not.
If the rules of their relationship are they don't sleep with
Faith,
other people.
Get yours. Go ahead. I don't care.
I am all for Faith's Jax troll.
Course.
No, and but it's crazy because people are online being insane about
what
Faith.
Are they saying?
They're just like, she's a fucking whore and like blah blah what? Blah. She should keep her legs closed to men that are in a relationship and you don't fuck people with significant others and like,
oh
all this shit.
My god,
and it's just crazy
the slut-shaming
because it's
misogyny,
like,
blah blah blah.
But that's like what the entire kind of cast does in this situation too. Like Jax was tweeting, he was like, well, she's wanted for Grand Theft Auto and going AWOL from the military.
Wait, she is.
Faith is iconic, actually.
I'm obsessed. Wait, she is wanted for Grand Theft Auto. Then they should actually be a great couple.
Yeah.
To be honest.
I know. They're like a match made in hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, so he's saying all this like disparaging things about Faith and it's just like, we still haven't answered the question. Like,
sketchy characters.
He kind of says like, I didn't do it, but he's not coming forward and trying to be like, right this egregious wrong, you know? So it's like, they definitely had sex.
Yeah, they definitely did.
They had to, right?
Yes, of course. There's not like, babe, again, you don't make up this elders, like there's no, I don't even have a part of my brain that could access such a wild imagination like that. I mean, honestly, she should, if she made this up, she should put pen to paper and start making up some short stories because she's creative.
Yeah. She should like become a writer.
Yeah. My little Eve Babbitts. Mm.
I live for Faith's journey.
Yeah. She's great. I love it.
I hope to see more of her this season as we get to the bottom of
this predicament. Again, I want to meet the woman who heard all this. Maybe she can testify.
Yeah.
On sup.
The best too is like Brittany is like flipping out and then Tom Schwartz like shows up. He shows up like not being in the loop on like anything that's going on. He seems like kind of drunk by the time he shows up, which tracks because he was like hanging with Stassi and Katie.
Of course,
he comes in and he's like, he's like, what's happening? What? And then Brittany's like, well, Jax, everyone's saying that Jax slept with Faith. And then Tom Schwartz goes, even if it was true, I would cover for him. But I'm not.
And it's not because it's not true.
Well, you
I mean, if
said,
it was true, I would cover it for him, but it's definitely not true.
Yeah, which was like, it's like you wait, realize what? That you just, nothing you said can even be taken seriously because you basically said you would lie either way.
Yeah, it was really.
It was not, a real.
It was a typical Schwartz
move.
It was
move. A real brainiac moment from Tom Schwartz.
If he did it, I would cover for him, but I'm telling you, he didn't do it.
Also, I was really loving like all the intense gays around Britney being like telling her, like spilling the tea about Faith and Jax. And,
oh,
like,
they all know.
They all came around Britney.
I would love to see those group texts, those group threads.
So amazing. And then like there is this one gay guy in a mask and he like looks right at the camera and then he's like, go get Faith. Go get Faith. Go get Faith. And I was just like, yes, can we please get more gay people involved in the
show?
I
love how
and,
they
like,
all
amp up the drama to 11.
They planned this. Those fucking queens and Faith planned this. They're like, you're going to do an ambush at the when they're shooting the premiere at Sheena's birthday and you're going to steal the spotlight.
I love it.
I wonder if Sheena felt pissed that like the spotlight was taken off of her.
Of course she does.
Yeah. I love that though. It must be so easy to like
Sheena put on her ball gown
your way
and
into
go-
like a reality show like Black China. It reminds me of, like a Black China vibes.
Well, it's like it's like what James did and now he's on the show.
Yeah,
like
it's
James
not
literally
that
was
hard.
Like I'm gonna fuck Kristen and get on the show.
These people are lonely, they're insecure, they're down to fuck. I mean, it's not that hard.
If you went into like the thing is with Jax, I think is that he's so accessible. Like if you manage to get his phone number from an interaction, you could get him to fuck you.
Oh, absolutely. He's also like a sex addict probably.
Well, yeah, but all you have to do is just like it's just like a long tease out and it's like there's no it's like you don't really even have to jump through any hoops.
They're very, very like, accessible.
If Jax will come over and fuck you while a 95-year-old woman is dying in the next room, like he will just come to anyone.
Can you imagine
apartment.
That being like your last night on earth having to hear Jax pummel some girl and like literally being like, okay, I'm actually she just takes her off she's on this monitor, she takes off life support, she takes herself off life. She's like, it's time for me to go.
Yeah.
It's a wrap. Like, I'm not, this is not
Can
happening.
Can you imagine dying and, like, as you're trying to, like, peacefully transition into the spiritual realm, you, like, you float.
It gets interrupted by, like, all of a sudden.
Over Faith getting railed by Jax.
Like, you keep going into the light, and it's, like she gets pushed out of it every time because she hears, like, a weird sex noise from Jax, and she's like, God damn it. And she goes towards the light again, and she gets interrupted again. It's just like, no.
I just,
Let
like.
Let me die.
The mindset of being, like. Yes, this woman is here, but we're just going to do it anyways, is truly out of control.
Really weird.
It's like, really weird.
Like, just wait till she gets off work. Like
she could be like, hey, I'm off work at like 5 a.m. Or like, how about tomorrow night when I'm not caretaking?
I also just love that as a side job. I'm a server at Sup, but when I'm not.
Like, what do you do? I work at Sir. I am on this like reality show called Vanderpump Rules sometimes. And then I also care for the elderly.
Yeah, it's a real twist.
I don't think Faith is going to get any more elderly care
no,
jobs, though,
something tells
this.
Me that she needs to find a new career.
I just have so many questions. Like, I want to know, like, does she live with that lady?
I don't know.
Maybe that's why.
I don't know. You got to have faith. Ooh, you got to have
faith. Faith.
Faith. Faith. Faith. Oh, my God.
I'm really, like, I'm so curious to see how everything plays out with Jax this season because I just don't think like he ever gets held accountable for anything.
This season, I think he will. I think he gets raked over the coals in a real way.
I
would
don't
predict.
Know though, babe. Like his fans on Twitter and social media are
anyone
crazed.
Who is a genuine fan of Jax or any of the cast members of Vanderpump Rules. Truly, I have so many questions for them. Like people who are literally like. Team Stassi or Team Sheena, like people who are actually like, there's a team to be on the show. Like there's a team. Like I'm confused. There's just team me watching this show. That's the only team I'm on.
Yeah.
And, like it's just very odd that like there are people at home that are identifying and like allying themselves with certain people in this show. It's just bizarre to me that there's anyone that you would want to ally yourself with.
Well, it's just the level of fandom that's just like you see tweets from people that are like, I love Jax and I know he didn't do it. Jax is a nice guy. Maybe he messes up sometimes, but we all forgive him. We love Jax. Like people.
Who?
People on social media.
That is so
it's
weird.
It's really crazy.
I'm like, honey.
Babe. Like, I'm just like, hun?
Oh my God, I want to like start a GoFundMe for all of them to get therapy.
I know. I'm like, are you okay?
No, they're
not.
The
answer is no.
No, they're not. If you're literally seeing Jax on TV and you're like, my God, a dream boy, date me. Then you got some problems.
You have some demons.
Yeah, you have some diamonds.
Diamonds to get out.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that covers it.
Oh, is that it? 10 hours later.
I know.
The sun is setting. It's like
the sun's coming up. The birds are chirping.
Yeah, exactly. It's like... yeah, it was a jam-packed episode. It delivers, though, man. It fucking delivers.
Yeah.
You know? And you know what?
They're working this season.
I thought I was over it. I thought I was out. They pulled me back in.
No. You think it's safe. Just when you think you're mentally well enough to, like, escape the clutches.
I know.
They pull a real...
It just makes me laugh so hard. It's such a funny fucking show.
It's so hysterical.
Funny. It's so funny. And they are so funny. And they're so... Their lives are just so specifically dark. Just so weirdly dark. And they're such dark people. And I love it. And it's funny. It's like a dark comedy.
Yeah.
It really is. It's like a dark,
it's a tragic comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
I love it. Well.
Well.
Until next week.
We're not the only ones. Yeah.
Thanks for coming. I hope you come back to this show, but I won't fault you if you don't because we have our own podcast.
Are you talking to your listeners or me?
I'm talking to you. I'm addressing you, Ryan O'Connell.
Oh, yeah. I'll come back. I just need some time.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to give you a lot of time off. Love you.
All right. Smooch.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by the following premium sponsors, Meredith Good and William Jones. Thanks to you guys, it's all happening.
I know I'm feeling, cause I know I know I'm feeling, cause I know I know.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.